USA News. I'm Jerry Barmesh. Tropical Storm Hilary made landfall on Sunday in northern Baja California, Mexico. Hilary was barreling towards Southern California with the potential for catastrophic and life-threatening floods through Monday in the region. Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass told CNN they are prepared.
We will make sure that we have all of the resources. I'm happy that Secretary Mayorkas from the Department of Homeland Security reached out 2 days ago to let us know that whatever we needed would be available.
FEMA official Marcus Coleman said they are working closely with Southern California.
Now, the governors have been in close contact with the FEMA administrator and with the president, and so in the event that the mayor decides that the state needs additional support to support places like Los Angeles County and the city of Los Angeles, FEMA will be there already pre-positioned with personnel.
Parts of Nevada and Arizona will also be impacted by Hilary. Federal officials say there are several factors why many people remain unaccounted for following the Lahaina wildfire.
The FBI, Department of Defense, and Department of Health and Human Services have been brought into Maui to help account for the missing.
Our teams are continuing to go through the day, to go through every part of that and help identify anybody that might still be missing. And we brought in additional teams.
FEMA Administrator Deanne Criswell told CNN State of the Union that people who are still missing could be in shelters or elsewhere.
It could be that they are staying with family and friends, and we haven't been able to contact them yet. There's a lot of different reasons on why people are unaccounted for.
She said more than three-quarters of the search area has been completed and that crews are going through every inch of the burned areas. I'm Jeremy Scott.
Despite former President Trump announcing he'll skip this week's first GOP debate, former Vice President Mike Pence said he'll believe it when he sees it.
I'm actually still hoping he shows up.
Pence on ABC's This Week said all eligible candidates should appear on the stage. This is USA News.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25% plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Russia's first lunar mission since 1976 has crashed into the moon. The Roscosmos Space Agency says it lost contact with the Luna 25 spacecraft late Saturday and that the lunar lander spun out of control and crashed into the moon as it was preparing for a pre-landing orbit. Russia is in a space race with India, who is set to land a spacecraft on the moon on Wednesday. A new poll suggests one presidential frontrunner is not being affected by his legal troubles.
The Quinnipiac poll reveals that despite legal issues, former President Trump remains a leading presidential contender.
But, you know, here we go. One of those terms. It's a lot of golf to play, a lot of time to go by, and 4 indictments. We have to see how this is really going to play out and whether the Georgia one might push some people over the edge.
According to pollster Tim Malloy, 54% believe Trump should face criminal charges and 68% think felons should be barred from the presidency. Trump is now 39 points ahead of Governor Ron DeSantis. A potential Trump versus Biden election would be a toss-up. I'm John Schaefer.
Spain is the World Cup champion. The Spanish national team shut out England 1-0 Sunday morning in Sydney to capture their first Women's World Cup. Actor Ron Cephas Jones died Saturday due to a long-standing pulmonary issue. He was 66. Jones is familiar to This Is Us fans. He won 2 Emmys for his role on the show as William. I'm Jerry Barmesh, USA News.
Have you ever noticed that when the afternoon light hits your floors, you can see everything, including dust?
So much dust.
And that poor dust gets kicked up into the air, compromising the quality of air you and your family breathe.
Eesh.
Swiffer Heavy Duty Sweeper is the fast and easy way to clean your floors with ultra-thick pads that trap and lock dust before it gets in the air. Just a couple minutes a day,
and dust is gone.
Swiffer Heavy Duty Sweeper. Proud partner of the American Lung Association.